Blog Talk Radio.
Oh Lord, my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the world thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the roar. Thy power throughout the universe display. Then sings my soul,
oh,
my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art.
My child, you may not know me, but I know everything about you. I know when you sit down and when you rise up. I am familiar with all your ways. Even the very hairs on your head are numbered, for you were made in my image. In me, you live and move and have your being. For you are my offspring. I knew you even before you were conceived. I chose you when I planned creation. You were not a mistake. For all your days are written in my book. I determined the exact time of your birth and where you would live. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. I knit you together in your mother's womb and brought you forth on the day you were born. I have been misrepresented by those who don't know me. I am not distant and angry, but am the complete expression of love. And it is my desire to lavish my love on you, simply because you are my child and I am your father. I offer you more than your earthly father ever could, for I am the perfect father. Every good gift that you receive comes from my hand. For I am your provider and I meet all your needs. My plan for your future has always been filled with hope, because I love you with an everlasting love. My thoughts toward you are countless as the sand on the seashore, and I rejoice over you with singing. I will never stop doing good to you. You are my treasured possession. I desire to establish you with all my heart and all my soul. And I want to show you great and marvelous things. If you seek me with all your heart, you will find me. Delight in me and I will give you the desires of your heart. For it is I who gave you those desires. I am able to do more for you than you could possibly imagine. For I am your greatest encourager. I am also the Father who comforts you in all your troubles. When you are brokenhearted, I am close to you. As a shepherd carries a lamb, I have carried you close to my heart. One day, I will wipe away every tear from your eyes, and I'll take away all the pain you have suffered on this earth. I am your Father. And I love you even as I love my son Jesus. For in Jesus my love for you is revealed. He is the exact representation of my being. He came to demonstrate that I am for you, not against you, and to tell you that I am not counting your sins. Jesus died so that you and I could be reconciled. His death was the ultimate expression of my love for you. I gave up everything I love that I might gain your love. If you receive the gift of my son Jesus, you receive me. And nothing will ever separate you from my love again. Come home and I'll throw the biggest party heaven has ever seen. I have always been Father, and will always be Father. My question is, will you be my child? I am waiting for you. Love, your dad. Almighty God.
All right, guys. That's a letter called Father's Love Letter. And it doesn't get any better. I mean, you know, wow. And I learned that my mic wasn't working. And I was taking care of some stuff and got late getting on. So I didn't realize that ahead of time. Sorry, Ann.
That's my safety.
Well, you're my safety net, and I cut one corner off of you. So, you know.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Bad weapon, wasn't it? Because
But anyway. Yeah. So I called into my own show again. Blog Talk seems to do that to me at least once a week. I'm not sure why, but they'll get another email about it.
That's it.
It won't be any good, but, you know, I guess I got to keep in practice.
I'm here.
Hello,
yes,
I'm here.
Hello.
Yes. How about that again? You've already bought back and forth once.
I know I have.
You're on a good start, yeah.
I know, yeah.
My mic doesn't work and Susan's already bouncing. Hey, you know.
I am.
And she doesn't even need a trampoline. How about that?
Yeah. No.
Anyway, I want to tell you about it. The opening song was How Great Thou Art, obviously. By By Pentatonix. And they all have absolutely fantastic voices. And all of the percussions and everything that you heard were done by one guy in that group. There's four people in that group. They add an extra for various songs once in a while, depending on what they need. But the core group is four people. But I just, I saw that in the library here, and I went, yeah, this week that needs to be the opener. So that's what I did. And I'm so glad that y'all enjoy it, because they do a beautiful job. They do a beautiful job. So this is the Gospel Hour with Jenny on the TCB Network, since you didn't hear that either.
No.
Oh, my word. And the thing about it is that it's not my mic. It's not my mic, guys. My mic worked fine yesterday. It's been laying right on the desk ever since. Nothing's happened to it. It didn't get dropped. It didn't get chewed on, which is possible around here. Mm-hmm. Not by me. I don't chew on it.
I was going to say, you're not that hungry, are you?
No, I never get quite that frustrated, but, you know.
No, that's
I have other things to chew on. I can grab an apple or something like that and chew.
Carrot,
I don't
anything.
Need to chew on my microphone for it. Oh, Lordy, Lordy, help me, please. I need you. I tell you, I was up all night, of course. That's just getting to be a norm for me because I work at night. Yeah. But I have been awake since 11 o'clock. So what you're hearing is what you're getting. That's all there is.
That's it. Take it or leave it.
That's it.
Well, it's a little more cut and dried than that. This is all there is, so you got to take it. That's just how it is. I can't do anything about it right now. My head just is not completely and totally all there.
So you're not quite with us.
Hello, hello.
Hi, it's Shauna. Hi, guys.
Hello, Shauna.
I'm sorry, Shauna.
Hi, I know, a surprise call in.
That's
it's Sunday.
Nice.
It's the Lord's Day. It's time to hear Jenny preach, but I wanted to say something, if that's okay. Y'all hadn't heard from me in a while. I wanted to tell y'all thank you so much for the prayers for my husband's father. He is awake. He's stable. He's still in ICU, though. They decided to take him off the ventilator, and they cut a hole in his throat. So he's going to be breathing through his throat for a long while, and he's got a long road ahead of him with rehabilitation and all of that stuff. So please continue to pray for him. I appreciate it. It's been really hard on us because we can't really go – a lot of us can't go see him, just one at a time.
Right.
It's been really hard for Charles, so I've just been supporting him like a good wife is supposed to. But I love that family. It is my family. I married into it, and I do love my father-in-law, and I hope he gets better. Cancer, the big C word, is not a very good word. It's hard to have to deal with cancer in all shape and forms. My father died of it, so it's just hard to deal with that C word. But we can continue to pray for folks who suffer from the cancer, and hopefully they can find some way of curing it eventually, you know? It would be great.
Yes.
But,
amen.
You guys, I did have a head injury on Tuesday. I finally got better. It was a mild concussion. I had never seen that much blood run off of my forehead in a long time. That was kind of scary. But thank you for the prayers. I got back on my feet by Friday night when I got back from the hospital. I didn't feel so dizzy anymore. So I just wanted to tell you guys, thank you for praying for my family.
Yes.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, I'm glad you called
and
gave us an update, Shauna, because we have been praying and just wanted to hear how things were going with it. So I'm glad you let us know. That was
yeah,
awesome.
It's
thank
just been, you.
You
know, everybody has something going on in their life, whether good, bad, or the ugly. And I believe in prayer. So thank you. Thank you, everybody.
Yes.
And thank you, Jenny, for keeping the home fires burning, because I know since I couldn't do a show that much last week, you were, you know, there to take the reins. So thank you. I love all y'all. I don't want to take up your show any further because this is Jesus time. So bless y'all.
And something along those lines, because you mentioned the cancer and everything, is that we got word that my brother has lung cancer. So,
the big C word is a scary word to say.
Was not a surprise. He has been abusing his body and with drugs and smoking and alcohol and all that stuff since he was 10. So it was not a surprise, but it's still horrible news. So, you know,
sorry to hear that, sweetheart. It's just one of those sad words. You know, when you hear it, you know what is to happen. So, you know.
You know, he's double whammy because he's end-stage COPD as well. So, you know, we kind of took it with a grain of salt.
That's right. But I do believe in the power of prayer, and I do know that everybody's hurting, and everybody has somebody who is hurting. So thank you for praying for me, and I continue to pray for all y'all, okay? Always.
And we will continue praying for you and your family, Shauna. You know that.
Yes, I know, Jenny, and I'll be praying for your brother. Love you. Love all y'all.
Thank
I will see you guys tomorrow night on my book club. I'm actually going to do it.
Okay,
bye, everybody.
Shauna. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Love you.
I will. Thank y'all so much. God bless y'all.
Bye, sweetheart. God bless.
Bye, honey.
Well, that was kind of nice to hear the update straight from the horse's mouth, so to speak. It's one thing to hear it from other people. That's what they call third-hand information. But it's nice to have her have called and let us know firsthand what exactly is going on. And it turns out that it's the same in this instance, which I am very glad of. Things change so much with the telling that it's nice when you hear something that is exactly what you have been hearing. I like that. I like that. That shows that it's not getting embellished or dramatized in any way, and that's a very good thing. That's a good thing. It shows you the people that you can trust.
Mm.
So I like that a lot. I just wish that I could trust my mic.
That's true. Wow.
Well, Blog Talk. My mic is fine. I wish we could trust Blog Talk.
Yeah.
My mic is fine.
Blog Talk being a pain.
Nothing wrong with my mic, but, you know, it does leave me wonder how many microphones in the past have I have had in total, counting this one. This is my fifth microphone in the last couple of years. And I just wonder how many of those didn't really need to be replaced.
Mm.
Huh, interesting. I'll have to figure that out someday, maybe. Okay. We heard the Father's Love Letter, and I hope y'all were really listening to that, because that was so special, and it should have spoken
beautiful.
To each and every heart. We all know that it was written by a man, okay? And that's cool, but it does say what God would say if he had words on this earth to speak the same way we do. That just felt right. You know what I mean? It just felt right.
Yeah.
So I really hope you were listening, because that gives you a little more to go on without me saying it again.
Mm.
Not that I won't. I'm not saying I won't say it, but it was kind of nice for me to be able to sit and listen to someone else say it. I like that. That was cool. All right, I'm going to play. This is really awesome. John sent me this morning, and I heard that and I went, oh yeah, oh yeah. And you guys are going to do the same thing. It's called Dig a Little Deeper in God's Love. And it's by J.D. Sumner and the Stamps.
Oh, lovely.
So let's go.
I want to dig a little deeper in God's love. I want to dig in His love. I want to dig a little deeper in the storehouse of His love. Eternal love, oh, I want to walk a little more like my Jesus would. I want to talk a little more like a Christian should. I want to dig a little deeper in the storehouse of His love, eternal love.
Dear Lord, to Thee,
oh, dear Lord, to Thee,
I long to be.
I long to be.
Oh, I want to dig a little deeper
of His love, eternal love.
I want to shine in love sublime.
In love sublime.
Oh, I want to dig a little deeper in the storehouse
of His love, eternal love.
Oh, I want to dig
a little deeper in God's love.
Love it, love it, love it. I love how at the end of a song that those guys do, JD always slides down the stairs into the cellar.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Love his voice.
I love that.
That's a good one.
I would so miss that if it didn't happen.
His great voice
is. Oh, I love that slip and slide at the end. That is just totally awesome. I just love that. You know, when JD came on the scene, thank Elvis, but thank God, because we were given such a great gift when JD and the Stamps came in.
Oh, yeah.
And started doing their thing.
I do like the Stamps.
They were such a great backup foil to Elvis' performances. And I'm not putting down the girls.
They were lovely,
the
wasn't they?
The guys cannot sing that way. The girls can. But wouldn't something have been missing if JD hadn't been there?
Oh, I think so, yeah. Yes. So anyway, that's my opinion.
It's and just unique.
Yeah. The whole sound was unique.
Yeah. Yes, definitely. Definitely. And I've got, let's see, where's that? Oh, that's up there. We can do that. I got to find it. This is one of Brandon's requests for today. And it's by the
Casting
Crowns.
Thank you, Brandon.
And it's called If We Ever Needed You.
Here I cry, Lord, we pray. Our faces down, our hands are raised. You called us out, we turned away, we turned away. With shipwrecked faith, the idols rise. We do what is right in our own eyes. Our children now will pay.
Thank you, Brandon.
Yeah, and he'll reach for us to a certain extent, but we have to make the effort for contact. It's up to us to say, yes, we want you to be in our lives. We want you to carry us. We want you to help. We want you to love. We want you to be there for us. And then he will be. He will finish the contact, and he will never let go unless we say, let go. And if we do that, we're just totally stupid. I'm sorry. That's just how it is. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I'm not going to use politically correct terms. If you tell God to let go, you're stupid.
Yep.
Because
I'll second it.
Best thing in your life. If you've got the Father taking care of you and holding you and being with you through everything, lending you strength and love, then everything else in your life is going to be sweeter. It's going to mean more. Because it's got the Father's love behind it.
Yes.
Remember that, and you've got everything. It's hard for us to remember that. I have to admit it. I fall by the wayside on that certain thing as well. But if he's right there and you ask him for something from your heart, that doesn't mean you're going to get it. You'll get it if it's good for you to get, if that's what the Father means for you to have. But he might mean for you to have what you're asking for, but in a different way. Or from a different person. Be prepared for that. Just because we want it doesn't mean we're going to get it. We don't give our children everything just because they want it. We weigh it against what's good for them or what they need or what they should have. And then if it's something that, yeah, it will enrich them or it won't hurt them, sure, they can have it. Same with us from the Father. So, and the thing is, if you ask for love in your life, you'll get it. Maybe not from the exact person in the exact way you're asking for it, but you'll get it. And if you give love to a certain person, and I'm not talking all the time, doesn't have to be romantic love. Not always. But you know what? It's like the song says, any love is good love. Because it's a positive. And it creates positive. That's what it's all about. You know, and when you say you love someone, it doesn't always have to be, it can be a romantic love but not be sexual. It can be a very close, special, wonderful, true friendship. It can be a casual friendship, someone you just enjoy being with. There are all kinds of love. Don't turn any of it away because it's only gift from God. Oh. Remember that.
Amen.
Your blessings. You know, how many times do we hear that and we don't listen? We just don't listen. That's how it is. We're stubborn children. What can I tell you? You've all had, if you've got kids, you've all had that bout of stubbornness thrown at you. And
Yes.
Sometimes you want to laugh. Sometimes you want to throttle. And sometimes it's just best to bite your tongue and leave the room. But it happens. To each and every one of us, our children have these stubborn times that they are simply not going to listen to anything we say, anything we tell them. They're going to do their own thing, and they're going to look you square in the eye when they do it.
Yep.
Yeah. And I remember my baby brother. Well, he's 10 years younger than I am, so he's my baby brother. Mm-hmm. Even if he is 6 foot three and 240 pounds. He doesn't one hand and squash me, you know, because I'm only 5 foot three and I weigh 140. So he can just boink, you're gone, 5 cents. But he doesn't. So he's still my baby brother. And I'm the only one that gets away with calling him that. But, you know, hey, that's how it is. I'm privileged. What can I tell you? But I remember when he was, two, I think. And he was scooting a dining room chair across the floor. Well, we had hardwood floors. You don't do that. And Mom looked right at him and gave him a swat on his diaper and said, Robert, stop that. And Robert looked right at her and scooted the chair again.
Oh.
And so she took one step. She wasn't very far away from him. I don't know what he's thinking. But took one step and swatted him on the hind knee again. You know, that big, thick diaper. She knew she wasn't hurting him.
Yeah.
And he wobbled a little bit. And then he looked right at her and he scooted that chair again.
Oh.
And this went on probably about five times. And she finally said, put the chair away, Jenny. Picked him up, took him in the living room, sat him in her easy chair, and said, you just stay there for a while. And he wasn't crying, but he didn't dare laugh.
Oh.
On the other hand, I was laughing. But, you know, because it was hilarious. But there's those moments. And we have all done it. Our parents
yes.
have probably just been smart enough to not tell us we've done it.
Yeah.
But we do it to the Father all the time. He says, well, yeah, I know you don't want me to do that, but I want to. So, you know, we'll deal with it later. We do it all the time. But, you know, all we have to do is say, I know you didn't want me to do that. Now I know why you didn't want me to do that. And I'm so sorry. Please forgive me for doing that. And he does.
Yes.
He says, okay, I'll give you another chance.
Does.
Every time. Yes. Because he knows we really are sorry. And we're going to try. We're going to fail, but we're going to try. So, here's my first bout of preaching. that song just brought all that into my head, and I just wanted to share because we all have those experiences. We all do, especially if we have children.
Yes.
So, with my son, it was just an ongoing thing. It was not one particular deal with my ex and my kids. It happened all the time. So, everybody deals with it. So, there you go. I'm going to do the Statlers. I heard Neil McCoy sing this on his Friday concert. And I couldn't find where he sang that without 3 minutes of silly talk and stuff before it. So I'm not going to play him singing this, but I'm going to play the Statlers. And they're going to do His Eye Is on the Sparrow.
Why should I feel discouraged? Why should the shadows come? Why should my heart be lonely and long for heaven and home? When Jesus is my portion, my constant friend, His eyes
watches me.
I sing
because
I'm happy.
I sing.
It over again on a loop. Oh, please, Lord, help me. Don't desert me now. You ever have one of those days where it's just like, okay, I'll keep muddling and see what happens?
Yes,
and
often.
It keeps muddling. Oh, my word. Anyway, we do it and we get through it, and it's fantastic. Yeah. And we're just going to keep going. I'm going to do one now because it's really awesome. I've played it before. I've left it in the studio because it's like one of my standards that I want to play. And it is one of John's favorites. So Matt Redman, It Is Well With My Soul.
Our scars are a sign of grace in our lives, and Father, how you brought us. When deep were the wounds and dark was the night, the promise of your love you proved. Now every battle still to come, let this be our song.
And that's something we need to remember. It is well with my soul. And that is a perfect memorial, funeral service song, because it lets the living know it's okay. We all go there. You can't stop it. It's okay. We need to remember that. And also remember, funerals are for the living. Memorial services are for the living. And unless it's a very sick person, I don't do either one. And I talked about it with my grandma. She knew why I didn't go to grandpa's funeral. She knew that I was not going to attend hers. And she knew why. And she agreed. She was okay with that. But very special, special people I would attend. Especially if I'm going to sing. And my best friend from when I was 6 years old, that is going to be the case. So, but we have to remember, those things are for the living. The people that have gone home, I think it makes them sad. If they can look down and see, I think it makes them sad that we are all together gathered for a memorial service for them, crying on each other's shoulders, feeding each other's grief, when it's actually supposed to be a joyful time. They went home. They don't hurt anymore. They're not frail anymore. They're not unable to do things anymore. We should be happy. We should be celebrating. So remember that. You're not doing them any favors. You're just giving yourself a permission to cry and grieve, which is not a bad thing. I just don't want to do it. I want to be happy. And I want people to be happy when I go home. I want everybody to just gather in somebody's backyard and have a barbecue. I don't want a funeral service. Don't want a memorial service. Just plant me and forget it. Gather together and be happy. That's what I want. I don't know if I'll get it, but everybody I tell says okay. I guess we'll see. No, we won't. I probably will never know. After I'm gone, it's up to you guys. But this is what I want. Yeah, well, we'll see. All right. I am going to play another request that John sent me. I had heard this once before, but never actually put it on the show. Why? I have no clue. But it's going on the show now because it's a request. And it's called Heaven Is Now My Home.
I'm sorry that I left you. I know you feel alone. But God told me that He needed me. He called me to come home. In what seemed to be an instant, in the twinkling of an eye, an angel gently took my hand and led me toward the sky. I ascended into heaven beyond the pearly gates. Angels were rejoicing, then I saw his radiant face. God's eyes shone down upon me from the glory of his throne. He said, enter into paradise, 'cause heaven's now your home. I fought the fight, I finished the race. Throughout the trial, I kept my faith. No longer do I suffer, my body's been made whole. I'm flying with the angels, and heaven's now my home. God told me not to worry, he said you'd be okay, because eternity's forever, and we'll meet again someday. I fought the fight, I finished the race. Throughout the trial, I kept my faith. No longer do I suffer, my body's been made whole. I'm flying with the angels, and heaven's now my home. I'm flying with the angels, and heaven's now my home.
Yes. Heaven's now my home. And it's going to happen to each and every one of us at one time or another. So there isn't any point in trying to say, nope, not me, not me. There's no point in being afraid of it. There's no point in trying to go into a hyperbaric chamber or some whatever Michael Jackson used to do. Anyway, that was silly. It's going to happen when it happens, guys. You can do everything you want to delay it if you want. You can try to live forever if you want to, but it's not going to work. Until then, enjoy each minute. Enjoy everyone in your life that treasures you. Make it a point to know those that treasure you, because they're so important. And you can tell I wanted that to sink in a little bit. Because, yes, I have those that I truly treasure. And I try to make it a point to tell them. And sometimes I think I overdo it. Sometimes I do it too often. I would hope that they realize it's because it's true. I love them with all my heart, and I want them to know that while I have a chance to tell them. So there we are with that one. And right now, I'm going to find Brandon's other request. Because, of course, I want to do all the requests. So here it is. Jason Crabb. And it's the one that I couldn't find last week.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Here we go, Brandon. I'm catching up. Here we are. It's Jason Crabb doing Please Come Down to Me.
I know that I'm not worthy to call upon your name. All my life I've been a sinner, and for that I am ashamed. But I heard that you would listen, so I'm giving you my plea to unworthy Lord to come to you. Could you please come down to me? Who could offer more than I? I promise you I'd understand if for me you had no time. I think I just hit bottom and I'm looking up to see I'm unworthy, Lord, to come to you. Could you please come down to me? I guess I must be reaping from the seeds that I have sown. Lord, you owe me nothing. We haven't spoken for so long. If you could spare some mercy, I'll pledge my life to thee. I'm too unworthy, Lord, to come to you. Could you please come down to me? More than I promise you I'd understand if for me you had no time. I think I just hit bottom and I'm looking up to see to unworthy Lord come to you. Could you please come down to me? I think I'll just hit bottom and I'm looking up to see I'm too unworthy, Lord, to come to you. Could you please come down?
There we are. Yeah. If you're asking for his help, if you're asking for his love, if you're asking for his forgiveness, if you're asking for him to be your dad, just ask. It'll happen. All you have to do is ask. And here's another song along those lines, and it's an Elvis song. So I know we're all going to be happy about that. And my goodness, griefness. Okay, let's go back. There we go. My mouth just went really weird. It always does that. I don't know. Anyway, Elvis is going to sing Reach Out to Jesus.
Okay,
that's what we're talking about.
As you bear it all alone,
discouraged, just remember what to do. Reach out to Jesus, He's reaching out to you. Is the life you're living filled with sorrow?
Again,
beautiful.
Just singing all the time, all day, song after song, word after word. All you got to do is ask. You know, and if you need help and you ask for that help, He's going to send it. He might send it directly, but He's more than likely going to send an angel to help you. But you know what? That angel isn't necessarily going to be what we imagine as a heavenly angel. It could be someone shows up in your life to be your special angel, to give you what you need, to be there for you, for everything in your life. Think about it. God, an angel. Think about it. In the meantime, I'm going to play John's last request for today. It was not labeled as to who sings this, so if somebody knows, let me know. All I know is it's not Christy Lane. That is my favorite version, but it's not Christy Lane.
Okay.
So this is One Day at a Time.
I'm only human, I'm just a woman.
You start planning too far ahead of time, and you're just going to have to keep changing your plans. You know, so, hey, one foot in front of the other, one day at a time. You can do it step by step. It's okay. We all have to have our dreams. We do have to have our dreams. Something to walk towards. That's just how we're made. And it's okay. It's okay. But be ready to change that just a little bit if you need to. Because they're not static. They're not engraved in stone. But your dreams somehow will come true. A very wise man told me that once. He said some dreams do come true. So I hang on to them. We need to. We're human. We got to have that. You know? That's just something we need in order to keep on going. So, hey, go for it. Don't let go. Don't give up. It's there. And I'm going to play the Gaithers. Come on, Mousy. Stop doing that, please. I don't hit you. I don't throw you into a wall or anything. What do you do that to me for? I could throw you through the window, though. It would be easy. My windows are really old. They would break easy. Yeah. Something that's going to go along with what we've been talking about is the Gaithers going to sing Heaven's Joy Awaits.
Just beyond the horizon, heaven's just.
Joy when you listen to songs like that. I think it's fantastic. That's my kind of worship song, people. Yes. Get up off your chair and clap and amen and hallelujah and go for it. That's what it's for. That's what it's for. And speaking of that, the Oak Ridge Boys, where the soul never dies.
To Canaan land, I'm on my way, where the soul of man never dies. My darkest night will turn to day, where the soul of man never dies. No, there will be no farewell.
gotta love it. You just gotta love it. I like that, the happiness-making songs, the ones that raise your spirits and raise your heart, make you happy to be alive. That's what it's all about, guys. That's what it's all about. So, hey, you know, reach out. Tell that person that lives with you that you love them. And let them wonder, where did that come from?
Yeah.
You know, and if you accompany that with a big bear hug, they're really going to wonder. They're going to think you're off your rock.
They
but
just
you know
think
what?
We're after something.
Yeah, they're going to go, and what do you
yeah,
want?
What do you want?
Listen, honey, I just wanted to tell you that you're special. Yeah, how
no, they don't
you?
Buy that, Jenny.
No.
After
what
so
you
many
are.
Years, they don't buy that.
Well, they'll buy it. They'll hand you their wallet and say, how much do you want?
Yeah. In your dreams.
I've already got his wallet.
Oh, and guess what, guys? I've only got 7 minutes left. Can you believe that already?
Oh, no.
Unreal. It goes so fast.
Oh, no.
Of course, it's my chance to talk. And you guys are so sweet to listen. I mean, you know, that's awesome. I do appreciate you, each and every one of you, because you stay and listen. And I don't know, the impression I get is that you agree with a lot of what I say, and maybe you don't agree with everything I say, and that's okay, too. You listen.
That's
and
right.
That, the important part is that you listen. You know? That's special to me. And I so much enjoy playing these songs. I so much enjoy doing the gospel show on Sunday. And I hope it blesses each one of you as it blesses me to bring it to you.
Yes, I enjoy it.
Great.
I am so thankful that it was brought up to me to do this. And I had to be asked 3 times before I said yes, but I figured, you know, if they're going to do it 3 times, there's something here that maybe I should do this.
Yeah.
Glad you did.
I'm very glad I did. It's just as much or more of a blessing to me than it is to anyone listening, and I hope it's a blessing to those listening. Thank you, Anne and Susan.
Oh,
hey,
you're
Susan,
welcome.
You keep coming back, honey. I think it happened to you 5 times this show. And I love that. I really appreciate you, girl. I really do. And Anne, I appreciate you
Thank
for your
you.
Steadfastness. You come in, and it was my fault I didn't get there before the show to find out my mic wasn't working because I had to do some last-minute things before I went on the air. But thank you for being there anyway. And thank you for staying the whole show. And it just helps me enjoy it more. And I know I've got family and friends out there listening, and I love each one of you. I appreciate each one of you. Thank you so much. And what I was saying about angels before, I pray that I'm an angel to someone. That's
of course you are.
Very high aspiration for me, and I do what I can. I do what I can. So anyway, I am going to play an Elvis song.
Oh,
and
yes.
And probably another song after that because I just have time. And it's good that way. I like that. I'm going to start with the Elvis song and then play the Booth Brothers if I have time after that. The Booth Brothers song is Sweet By and By. The Elvis song that we'll start with is So High, just because I love this song. I do. So here we go. Elvis, So High.
It is so high,
so high, you can't get over.
So high,
you can't
streets of pearl. You know the mighty, mighty, mighty gates are going to get it high.
Meet on that view.